It's Kevin Borrett here for the 9 Years podcast. I'm at Charlton's ground, the Valley, and we've just been had 2 hours, or 3 hours, in fact, of the EFL preview show on Quest, so it's been rather exciting. And Karen Carney was here, Chris Powell's here. Also here, a former Dons player, Ian Holloway. Ian, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. No problem.
Now, you played for us in the 85-86 season, so for any fans less younger than 42, 43 may not remember. I'm not saying it's that long ago, but it was 34 years ago. What are your memories of that season? Because I saw that whole season, home and away, saw your... I think you scored once for us against Charlton, wasn't it? A home game against Charlton, 3-1 win.
Yeah.
Volley from the D.
It was disallowed.
Was it?
Yeah, Alan Court put his hand up, told the referee, and the referee disallowed it. That's the crazy game for you, yeah. And that was Roger Milford, a Bristol ref, and he wasn't offside. It was just hopeless. But that really summed it up. I was told when I went there that, Harry, I don't fancy you, but Alan Gillette does. He said, I think I got a better player here than you, but he's out on loan at the moment, who was Dennis Wise. So Harry was right. But things in my life weren't going well. My girlfriend at the time had cancer, and I had to go up and down, so I didn't really get in with the gang. They didn't really have me, and Wally was the one really who did everything then, and he sort of... was typical Wally about Wimbledon, and I didn't really fit in. But I got to be honest, I played 15 times, and we won 14 games, so it was very successful.
I was going to come on to that, because I was going to say you're one of the few players that have amazing record that you won every game you played it. But
yeah.
So that was going to, I was going to ask you that in terms of your memories of that season, because it was a good season. We got promoted, but obviously you went back out, and did you go on loan to Bristol?
I went to Brentford.
Brentford, of course.
And then they signed me. I had 2 years to go. They made it obvious that I wasn't going to be part of it. But it was great times for Wimbledon.
Yeah.
It was great experience. Was I ready for it? Being as naive as I was coming from Bristol, wet behind the ears with my wife who got over that cancer and was told she couldn't have children but did, you know, was that the right move for me at the time? Probably not, but I'm glad I did it, and it made me grow up, and there's some wonderful people there, you know. I'm delighted for you. The run that Wally put you on is Odgie. Does Odgie work with him as well?
He's still there.
Yeah, yep. Odgie was fantastic. You know, me and Wally at the time didn't get on. I got a lot of respect for him now. But he is Wimbledon through and through. Glyn Hodges, for me, will always be one of the best players I played with. Fantastic left foot.
My favourite players, definitely.
And I can remember one game in specific where he scored a hat trick. He was left out and I was left in because Harry said, "I'm picking horses for courses, son." Unlike I did, because we want to get up. I'm not just going to pick you if you do well, because we'll win this game as well. And he was right, we won that as well. So, yeah. You know, but it was weird. Everything was weird. Everything was different. You weren't allowed to play backwards, which I kept doing, and it used to annoy him. I got to flick it on. I was taught to get hold of it and go backwards sometimes. But, you know, I loved every minute of it. Harry's still a friend of mine now, and I'm delighted to have been part of it.
Thank you for that. Yeah, Glyn apparently had some offers to go elsewhere during the summer, because obviously he's still based up north. But that pull of Wimbledon, I've interviewed players for years, and I've interviewed one player who played for 12 clubs. Yeah. He could only name 7 of the clubs he'd played for, but Wimbledon was the first one he came up with.
Yeah.
Now, is there something special about this club? Because I've been a fan since 77, so I've seen this go non-league to First Division, Premier League, back down again, reform, back up again.
Yeah,
I've seen this playing
30 years. Special.
Is it special?
The people at the club were special and still are special. Jeff Taylor was fantastic, honestly. We used to call him somewhat horrible because he always had a bag of balls on him, so we used to call him ball bag, you know. But the bloke was brilliant, you know.
I didn't know that.
You don't train properly, you don't cross it well enough, come on, son. And, you know, he got us all practising. And to be fair, they were horrible at times, you know.
Yeah.
Colton Fairweather, they were rude to him, and you know, and they were rude to me, but you either deal with it, come through it and get on.
Yeah.
Some of them were fantastic. Smithy, the centre half, was brilliant, you know. Laurie Sanchez and I were great friends in the end, but it's not normal. It wasn't normal, you know.
Do you think that way of playing, that way of behaving, can be recreated? Because people talk still now about Wally and the Crazy Gang, which is obviously predated what the Crazy Gang really was. Can a football club run like that now?
Yeah, of course it can, because it was all statistics. You had to get the ball in a certain area. You had to win 0 possessions, which was not being funny. That's what Man City do. So when they lose the ball, they win it back as quickly as they can. Yeah. No possession. So they were light years ahead of their time, Harry. And, you know, of course it can. Can a club outshine what is being bringing in? And yes, it can. And did it. I'm so delighted they pulled off a miracle at the end of last year, yeah, and did what they did. So well done, you know.
It's odd. We're kind of, obviously, I've been involved for a couple of long time. That was a miracle. Only today, when I got to the Valley and they said, oh yeah, you're League One, it just kind of twigged that we didn't go down. It's an extraordinary thing. Because in March, I said, we're down. We do the podcast, we're on a radio show as well on the Sunday. And we've been saying since probably January, we're down. Just get used to being. We'll be back at Morecambe next year, we'll be playing Crawley next year. Mm. And we somehow stayed up. I mean, what... Obviously, Wally had a massive effect. We had a great goalkeeper, we had a left back on loan from Birmingham, Steve Seddon. But how much do you think Wally and Glyn affected that? If not saying we would have kept me alive, if someone else had come in, do you think it would be impossible? Was it just that combination of Wally and that and the club?
The funny thing was, I was rumoured to be favourite for it, and I don't know where that came from, because no one ever spoke to me, you know?
That was my next question.
No one ever spoke to me, but, you know, at the end of the day, it went to the right person, I believe. You know, went to the right person, not just one.
Yep.
Wimbledon people, mm-hmm. You know, and if ever there was anybody that personified that period of time, it was Wally.
Yeah.
And he's a very clever man, very, very clever man.
Yeah.
Very astute football brain. And if it weren't for an injury, he would have been...
He was a decent player.
Quite a famous player for us. So, you know, at the end of the day, Wimbledon... is unique. I'm glad they're still alive. Plough Lane was important. Are you going back there?
August 2020. That's my next question.
No, that's fine. You know, I hope that works, because really that epitomises it. It was that.
Yeah.
And bear in mind, I haven't moved away from home. I could have gone when I was young. Could have gone to Birmingham or Aston Villa, trial. I didn't say I was going to make it, but I didn't want to leave my family. That's the first time I left my family. Felt like a fish out of water. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't easy. But there was a family there that looked after me, who I had digs with. One of the lads. It still is a warm feeling for me. So
thank you.
Keep looking for your results.
But
you know,
still held in high regard when you came to the Accrington playoff semi-final. You walked in front of us. People were applauding you.
Yeah.
I mean, that was other co-commentators wouldn't have got that, but people remember you as a good player. That, as you said, you're kind of unlucky, weren't you? I think with the circumstances you just mentioned. So, how important is it, do you think, for the club of our size and like a club at Accrington to have a decent sized ground? Accrington's ground is like 4,500. We fill our ground every week. Are we going to fill a 9,000-seat stadium? I'll come on to the funding in a minute, but do you think that this is the making of the club? Going back to their own stadium, if we haven't had one since 1991.
Yeah, but absolutely. You know, you have to believe, you have to think big. You know, you've won the FA Cup, for Christ's sake, you know? And to go back to your... Everybody, it should be where you were born.
Yeah.
And to me, Wimbledon was born in Plough Lane. Make it as good as you can, and you're back to your roots. And that's what life's all about.
My local club. I moved to Croydon when they moved to Sellers Park. I followed my club. It's extraordinary.
Well, absolutely.
So, to one last thing, where do you think our season's going to go? We've lost some good players, we've got some players in, we've got younger players in, not quite the Barnsley method of under-25s, but do you think we've got a stronger squad than last season, that ended last season, or do you keep in touch with us?
Well, I'm seriously tipping you to be outsiders getting the playoffs. There you go. Yeah, I believe in Wally's football now that much, and his staff that much. So if you look at your run-in, right, who else got more points than you? That was promotion winning.
We would have been 13th from middle of December.
Well,
so that's his goal, is to improve on that, to finish 10th, 11th, whatever.
Whether he'll do that or not, don't want to hoodwink you, but I'm telling you, you've got the right people in charge, and I wish you all the very best. But remember, be chuffed about where you're going.
Oh, absolutely.
Before, you can. No one can ever move forward if they're looking backwards.
No.
Because you're walking the summer.
That's very good. That's very deep.
It's true.
It's
true.
But I guess as Wimbledon fans, we did. People say, "Oh, at least we've got a club to support." But that's the fact. We lost our club, and it doesn't happen to people. Maybe it sadly happened to Bury fans. Yeah. If Bury go
and
under,
Bolton,
they start again. We've done it. It's possible. We've done it with no money. We've not had massive investment. Obviously, that's what I talk about. Now the ground that we're having built should be ready in time for next year. We've now gone for a crowdfunding exercise. We're trying to raise several million pounds. Do you mean, it's an unusual thing for a professional football club to say to everybody, this is open to everyone. Mm. There are pre-registered people, anyone with money, come in, help us out, build a ground, get your name on a urinal or a beer tap or something. Do you like that kind of initiative, or do you think that's a bit of a, it's a dangerous game to play?
I live by those rules. I bought a share in only a very small amount of money in to help Bath City.
Oh, did you? Oh, okay.
Yeah, the local pub I go to. It's called The Bell in Walcott Street. It's owned by the people who drank in it because it was going bust.
Nice.
It's the best pub in the world. A bit like Star Wars bar, mate. It don't matter what you wear or what you look like. So, honestly, never give up that dream. Wimbledon helped me in my plight to be who I am. And I thank them for that, you know, because I needed to toughen up. I needed that strength of character and that mind, you know. And when Harry said, oh, he ain't got a strong enough character, I had to prove that wrong. And if you look at the rest of my career, I think I did. So I thank them for everything, whether it be good or bad. I wouldn't be who I was without Wimbledon. What I'm shocked at is when I look back at the hairdo I had then.
Yeah, you did have...
It was
long,
spectacular.
It was great. You and Nigel Winterburn. Had
Barry Manilow, wasn't it? Barry Manilow
was
on drugs.
It was natural curly.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah,
okay.
It wasn't perm.
It wasn't a perm. Good. Oh, that's good to know. So if you are interested in investing in the club, it's available. I can give you info.
Well, I'll have to get my shares back out of Bath City to give to Wimbledon.
It starts from £10. You'll get your name on a urinal or a beer tap.
I haven't got a job, mate.
Oh, well, that's very true. Okay. Ian, pleasure.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. Cheers. Thanks, Ian.